Your words are the full transference of your energy from the psychic to the physical plane. They are indeed the magic wand of your creativity. If your words are like seeds, they need to be planted with intention. Because like seeds, if they're carelessly strewn about, then that's all you'll get. Nothing. If, however, you lovingly choose and cultivate your words to create the heart's desires that you want to experience, you will manifest, literally speaking your dream into reality right before your eyes. Especially if your words are spoken with focus, intention, creativity, commitment, and love. In other words, your word is law. The power of the word to create the life not only that you want, but the life that you are actually experiencing now cannot be overstated. Words are literally the building blocks of your life, the bricks and mortar of your complete experience. And it is important for you to acknowledge the power that your words carry, the power to create the life you really want, and the power to destroy. The power of the word is not just about speaking your intentions into reality, but to fully acknowledge and assume responsibility for the fact that whatever you speak will come into reality. This then asks that you take a look at how you use your words. It's an ancient Buddhist principle that words have the power to destroy, and that we as spiritual beings need to rise to the occasion of using our words for the sacred life force that they are intended to be. This means take a look at not only your words, but the intention behind them. I would invite you at this point to look at whether or not, for example, you use your words destructively. Not just angry outbursts, but actually in more subtle, sneaky, secretive ways. The power of the word is also the power of integrity. Do you lie? Do you use your words to say things that aren't true? Do you use words to harm or throw other people into doubt? Do you go from person to person gossiping, scattering about the seeds of creative weeds that will only choke off life force? Do you take other people's dreams away through your words? And it's important also to recognize that words are vibration. And the words you use create the vibration and the quality of vibration in your life. Therefore, if you use words that are negative, you will create a negative quality of life. And if you use words that are profane, you will create a profane quality of life. If you use words that are abusive, you will create an abusive quality of life. If, on the other hand, you use words that are loving, that are considerate, that are generous, that are helpful, that are happy, that are spiritual, then you will create that tone and quality of life. The words you use are the greatest power of all that you have. They are the embodiment of principles 1 through 7. Your words alone can change everything. Do not underestimate how much your words establish what it is you experience. My mother was the first to reveal to me the creative power of words. She taught me that God gave us an incredible power to create whatever we wanted through our own words. If we put all of our energy behind them without any doubt. If we could do that, then what we would say would come true. The secret, she said, was to speak without any doubt. This idea fascinated me, and it opened up a whole new world of possibilities. If I could learn that principle, I could create anything. I experimented with this principle over and over. And then, when I was 13 years old, I got what I considered was positive proof. I was watching TV one day during Christmas season, and I saw that one of the local television stations was doing a promotion. Santa was driving around Denver looking for anyone who put the words KWGN, Merry Christmas Santa, on a big sign in their window. If you put up that sign and Santa saw it, then you would receive a large color TV. And if it was spotted by the TV Santa, he would stop in and give you a giant color TV. Well, to a 13-year-old in a family that didn't have a lot of extra money for such luxuries, the idea of winning that TV sounded fabulous. And I decided that I would use my full energy and power of the word to get that TV. I wrote down on a large cardboard, KWGN, Merry Christmas, Santa, Love, Sonia, on a big sign and said out loud with my full intention and no doubt whatsoever, Santa, come to my house now. And then I taped it in our window. I was really excited because I had absolutely no doubt in my mind that Santa would come. It was an extremely powerful sensation. My brothers and sisters watched me amused. Do you think you'll win? My sister Noelle said, my younger sister, as I put on the tape. Mark my words, I said, an expression that my mother uses all the time. Mark my words, that TV is mine. Santa will come, you see. That happened on a Thursday night. Friday after school, I came home to find my mother very excited. You'll never guess what happened today, she said, smiling at me. What? What? Tell me. At 7:45, only 2 minutes after you left for school, when I was still in my nightgown and no makeup on, just finishing up the breakfast dishes, the doorbell rang. When I opened the door, a TV camera was right in my face, and right behind it was Santa Claus handing me a brand new TV. I just about died of embarrassment. But I want you to know, waiting for you in the living room is your new color TV, Sonia. And I'll be on the evening news tonight in my underwear. We all screamed, of course. It was principle number 8 in process. That was my Christmas miracle, and it was a life-changing experience. I learned the power of the word and its incredible ability to create for me whatever I wanted. I soon realized, however, that there are two sides to every coin. Just as positive words create positive outcomes, negative words will create negative outcomes just as readily.